This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Public libraries are about more than just books, right? In a lot of places, they help with the social and economic needs that people have, from virtual schooling to healthcare, childcare sometimes too. But this is one of those you got to pay for the services you want things, because in a lot of places, libraries aren't necessarily getting the funding they need. So we've gotten Jennifer Pearson back on the phone. She is the director of the Marshall County Memorial Library in Lewisburg, Tennessee. Ms. Pearson, it's good to have you on again.
It's great to be here, Kai.
So it has been a while. The last time we had you on was sort of early days of the pandemic. We were still trying to figure out our way. And you said you eventually wanted the library to look like what it used to look like. And I guess now here we are. It's not over, but we're on the back end, I think. Does the library look normal?
Yeah, mostly so. We are, you know, we've been back open 100% for over a year now.
Good.
And I would say with our programming, we're going gangbusters with that, especially with our young kids' story time. Now, still not as much foot traffic as pre-COVID, but, you know, I don't think that's unexpected. I know my patterns have changed and everyone's have changed. And so, you know, we're not that concerned about that. We'd like to see it get better, but it's not unexpected.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you think we're back to normal and then you realize your own patterns. You're like, no, we're clearly not. Talk to me about programming. Do you have enough people to do the programming? You're not a business, but you're running an organization that needs labor and all those things.
That's right. And that's a great question for the environment I'm in right now. So I would say yes and no. we have enough folks to do what we've been doing for the past few years. We don't have enough people to add new things. Mm. So we can't add new programming. I've got an old ambulance sitting in the back parking lot that should be a mobile library.
Oh, wow.
We can't staff that. And we also, which is great, we got a new building for our branch library. Can't really staff that well either.
So it's tough. You're feeling the tight labor market.
We are. And it's also for us a little difficult to get staffing. We can't really pay as much as, say, McDonald's.
The first time we talked, you made a point of saying, look, libraries aren't just books. They are so many other things, whether it's helping with virtual schooling or digital literacy or all of these things that we need now in a modern society that has moved away from just going to the library and checking out a book. Can you still do that stuff?
For the most part, we can. What we're seeing now, though, that we're not able to really get our arms around is the social services needs of our community. So,
say more about that. You know,
well, we have people who come to the library who need help with housing or help with food. And being a small community, we don't have those.
That's so interesting. That it's not interesting. It's actually horrible. But the conundrum you're in is really curious, because you are information specialists. You are not social workers. You are not social services specialists. And I imagine you're in something of a bind.
We are. And, you know, larger urban libraries, a lot of them have hired social workers to be on staff there. But I have been working with some folks who have a grant that seems promising to do sort of virtual social services in areas that, like mine.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful that will be something in the, you know, near to midterm future that we'll be able to take advantage of.
Do you anticipate getting back to the way things were, say, in, you know, late 2019? Or are those days just gone for libraries, do you think?
I think some things are gone and changed, but I wouldn't say they're gone. I would say this is, you know, like everyone says, the new normal.
Yeah, it is. Jennifer Pearson is the director of the Marshall County Memorial Library System in Lewisburg, Tennessee. She's also the past president of the Association for Rural and Small Libraries. Jennifer, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.